Tom, thanks for joining us this morning.
Happy to be here.
Talk about what is expected with the Boggy Draw expansion.
Well, the Boggy Draw expansion is will be the potential construction of about 25 miles of new trail, all non-motorized, which of course is open to hikers, equestrians, trail runners, and bicyclers. The terrain will be very similar to the mixed bag of trails that we already have up there, including intermediate and beginner trails, as well as intermediate to advanced trails. It'll be a phased construction project where we'll build a series of trails over a number of field seasons, if indeed we receive authorization to build these trails. I think the interesting thing about this proposal is that the concept is to stack or nest these trails within an existing area. And that concept is good for a number of reasons, not only because we already have this non-motorized area with a number of trails there, but we would concentrate additional new trails in an area where we see that recreational use, rather than developing trails in new areas where we would have potential impacts to wildlife.
So okay.
We're concentrating the recreational use in one area rather than developing new areas.
What does it exactly mean to stack trails? What would that look like if you looked at a trail map?
Well, if you were looking at it from a trail map, you would see that we have a series of loops already on the ground, whether it's the Bean Canyon Trail, the Italian Trail, the Boggy Trail. These new trails will fall, well, let me expand. You also have a number of roads in that area, as well as some motorized trails. So these new trails will be nested within this existing trail system. So there is additional mileage, but the additional mileage is concentrated in an area that is already managed for non-motorized and motorized trail use, as well as heavily roaded. So there's a big human impact in that area.
Okay, I think I see what you mean there. So basically what it's saying is they're not going to go off in a completely different direction and add a lot of area to the footprint of what Boggy Draw kind of is. Is that a
Correct.
Good way to put it?
Correct.
Okay. You said this is a potential construction, and of course there's a public comment period open right now. What would stop construction of something like this?
Well, this process that we are required to follow allows the public to weigh in on how they think that area should be managed. There are certainly folks that are interested in additional trails in that area. However, at the same time, there are people that are concerned about additional trails and its impacts to wildlife, for instance. There will also be a concern from some folks about the lack of motorized use in that area. Or at least the lack of additional motorized miles as part of this proposal. And so this is an opportunity for us to weigh in, or for the public to weigh in, so we can get a good idea of how the public would like to see that area developed. We certainly, as the Forest Service, has some good concepts of how it should be managed, but when it boils down to that user, that is the public, and we certainly want their input on how that area is developed and managed. Some people would like additional development, while others may not like that additional development. So we will take a look at the impacts of our project, whether it's impacts to archaeology, impacts to wildlife, or other, hydrologic resources, for instance, and establish and come to a decision that allows us to decide whether the impacts of these new trails are negligible, or whether they are substantial, and we wouldn't. And then if we find them to be substantial, we may make the decision to not build these trails.
When people are submitting public comments, what should they keep in mind?
I think they should keep in mind of just how they use the land. I think we'll have people that, again, would love to see additional miles on the ground up there. And we'll have people who would rather not see additional development up there. They may like a small trail system because it just doesn't bring a whole lot of people in there. So I think people just need to take a look at how they use the forest, why they go to the forest, and submit their comments that reflects how they think an area, in this case the Boggy area, should be developed. There's certainly points to bring up. I mentioned hydrology, archaeology, wildlife, but also I think people should bring up whether they think it's good for the local economy, whether towns can support additional visitors, whether we have the infrastructure to support additional visitors. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be a natural resource-related comment. It can be sort of a social comment as well.
Tom Rice is Recreation Staff Officer for the Dolores District of the National Forest Service. Tom, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure, as always. Thanks, Austin.